I'm here. Thanks. We were able to discuss a little bit earlier today that we are committing at the Global Refugee Forum to doubling the current amount of refugee and host communities served across Kenya, Malawi, South Africa, Rwanda, and Lebanon with our expert on-the-ground partners, such as JWL, here with us today. Over the next 2 years. So that represents a minimum of a $7 million commitment towards higher education directly in the camps and urban environments where many refugees live. We do support some students on our campus, but have recognized that sometimes pulling people out means that the rest of the community does not get to see what higher education can mean. So we also plan to continue our work with the College Board to realize this goal, where we support refugee graduates in supporting other refugee graduates in finding access. This has been really important because these are not necessarily traditionally trained refugee guidance counselors, but are people who have been lived through the refugee experience themselves, as well as completed higher education. So really trying to bring our graduates as leaders and change makers. The last thing we will do is continue to measure our success based not only on graduation rates, but also finding meaningful and dignified employment. So education is important, but without access to social capital, internships, we've found that the other side does not go as well. So we're really excited about some of our research indicating that 90% of graduates are employed after 6 months of graduation. We want to continue to push towards that goal. The last part of our commitment is just to continue pushing towards the 15% by Access in 2030 through collaboration with our colleagues. So that's the Connected Learning and Crisis Consortium, other universities. We currently have 25 different partners, and we'd like to make that 50 within the next 2 years. As it turns out, universities are not always the best collaborators, but we hope to change that so that the experience will be better for students. Thanks.